Once you carry your own water, you will learn the value of every drop. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to Jesus for the Streets. I am Abayomi, your host from this side of the world. Jesus for the Streets, a podcast that comes your way every Sabbath day. A podcast of enlightenment. A podcast of positivity. A podcast of freedom. A podcast of deliverance from mental shackles. Many refer to it as a complimentary service in that it's something they enjoy doing vis-a-vis with their normal weekly services. There are those who even tell me that the same thing I speak about, or there is some level of synchronicity in what I teach, you know, with what their own rabbis also teach. So we thank God for that. So for those who see it that way, please feel free. And for those who stick by it, for it to be their own weekend service alone, please feel free to consult any of our episodes, any of our series. You know, we have hundreds of them. Thanks to the universe, to God's glory alone. And of course, is also a regular podcast that can be regarded as a podcast in itself. So for those who consider Jesus for the Street as a spiritual network, please, we also want you to know that it's okay to think that way. Because here on Jesus for the Street, we learn from Quran, we learn from Bible, we learn from people, we learn from things, and we are less judgmental about people's choices, knowing that whatever choice you make, your consequences are waiting for you. We believe so much in karma, not only for it to, you know, have a kind of ripple effect on our enemies, our naysayers, those our haters, but it also guides what we do to others. We only do to others what we want done to us. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid to call this podcast whatever you like it, and don't be afraid to think that, oh, I will stick to this podcast because they don't ask for offering. They don't ask for tithe. We believe in giving. We believe in tithing. But yeah, with a slight difference. We have four ways we perform these obligations. And one of them is the way most of us have been doing, like the Muslims call zakat, and what the Christians call tithe and offering. You can continue by doing so. So, in case for those who consider it a service in its own for them, please don't say that because we do not ask for offering this and that, you will not give. No. If you are unable to perform the first one we just talked about, then try and celebrate yourself to God's glory. Do everything to God's glory. Celebrate yourself. Buy that thing you've been meaning to buy. It's your 10%. Lift it to God and say thank you for this. Then enjoy it. It is scriptural to do so. And thirdly, and when we are saying celebrate yourself, We also mean that celebrating your wife, your immediate family. You can use it to do something for your child. You can use it to do something for your brother, for your wife, your husband. Your wife has been asking you for something, and now God has blessed you with some money, and you want to pay tithe. You are thinking by the time you pay tithe to church or to somewhere else, you know, you might be unable to buy for your, why not use that money to buy what you want to buy for your wife? Or better still, I don't want to go into details, but celebrate yourself, celebrate your immediate family. That's the second way. Third way is your extended family, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, your well-wishers. And lastly, you can share it with us too, and your life will never remain the same. So just like what we do, ladies and gentlemen, you will breathe in and hold your breath for about 4 seconds. And you will exhale gently, slowly, for about 4 seconds. And say with your mind, I am enlightened. When you breathe in and hold your breath, say with your mind, gently and clearly, I am. And when you exhale, slowly for about 4 seconds, enlightened, I am growing, I am learning. Feel free to pick any of that. Now do that as many times as possible, as long as you are not driving or actively engaged in any activity. I welcome you once again to the second episode, Own Thy Light. Own Thy Light. Last week we ended by letting you know that great men don't achieve great heights overnight. Their breakthrough is the compound interest of early risings and late night toys. If you envy the success, emulate the work ethic. The other time I was watching Elon Musk in one of those short clips about his interviews, and the person asked him, how can one be great like you? And Elon Musk simply said, outwork every other person. If every other person is working for 40 hours a week, try and work 100 hours. You are certain for sure that you will be better than people who are working 40 hours. And you could be surprised to stumble. I mean, of course, that's my own addition, but that's my own understanding of what he said. So that is a very strong work ethic. You can't just be looking at people and start saying that... I know I have one chairman like that. I mean, one of these mentors, Ayuanima Shan, to be precise. I remember there was a day that he was just driving, and maybe for whatever reasons, he said he just decided to roll down his glass. So he was trying to make a U-turn, you know, like a roundabout. Then there was this car, public commercial vehicle that started shouting that once they have done blood money, they will now be behaving anyhow. This and that, because he's done blood money now and he's riding a big car. He's now behaving anyhow, this and that. He got very upset, made sure that man didn't move. He parked the car there and said, now, should we have done blood money? Now, I want you to see. You know, he felt insulted. He started telling the man, where were you when I was... Where were you when I was hawking? Where were you when I was carrying magazine up and down? Where were you when I was doing this, doing that? So, ladies and gentlemen, great men don't achieve great heights overnight. If you want to copy their success, you should also copy their work ethics. There will be challenges when it comes to owning thy light. But success is almost a guarantee as long as it is your light. The secret to happiness is maintaining a jolly perspective and always finding the silver lining in any situation. While the secret to success is irrational optimism and always believing you can manifest your desired reality. What are your desires? Are they in sync with your light? Examples of those who have owned their lights. Of course, I just mentioned Elon Musk. Another person is Ayoade Maschel. You know, for so people will not say Elon Musk is because he's an American. America is a good place to is a fertile land to grow. Unlike Nigeria, this and what about Ayoade Maschel? The CEO of Smooth Promotion. That's IP TV. There was a day he sat me down and he said, look, there is nothing wrong with you. You have two hands, you have two legs, you are handsome. There is no one that will see you that will not want to attach themselves to you. But then you got to learn, you got to read books, you got to be, you got to outwork every person. Sincerely, that was the advice that changed my life. I could say that was a turning point for me, because at that point, I made up my mind that in this Lagos, I was going to make it. So there are examples of people who have owned their lights around you. What about Abraham Lincoln? Nelson Mandela? What about His Excellency President Bola Ahmed Tinubu? Aliko Dangote? When you go and read the stories of these people never had it right. I mean, they didn't get it right immediately. Like that Ayoade Maschel, he just believed so much in hip-hop. He believed that hip-hop is a way of revolutionizing the entertainment industry. He started by listening to all these hip-hop songs that people like to listen to. Then he will write out the lyrics and publish it so that people will be able to sing hip-hop word for word. Then people will value the energy that goes into all those lyrics, the power they connote. And look at him today. Many people now will look at him and start having his success. Were you there when he was going through all those things? So, all these people do not have two heads. That is how I see it. They do not have two heads. Look at our president, our current president, as at this year, as at this day that I'm making this podcast in 2024. April 2024. Our current president suffered so much growing up. He was adopted by the Tinubus. But he was lucky. I'm sure, you know, thank God for those who adopted him. I didn't know this. I'm just like, but if there's anything I've seen in people naturally, is that the way parents treat their own children and their adopted children are different. Their natural children will be, you know, they take priority. It takes the fear of God. It takes grace. It takes wisdom to treat everybody equally. So when we say Bola Tinubu today, he didn't just wake up and became the president. No, he paid the price. But when you own your light, like we said in the last episode, a direction is charted for you. You have a direction in life. God asked me to tell somebody right now that pay attention to your children.
Pay attention. There is this inner light that they display. And the reason why God has given you those children is for you to identify these things and help them to keep them rooted in that. Many people who knew our current president, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, in the past, said he had always been behaving the way he's behaving today. That there is this leadership, he's always a leader. He was a student union leader during his time in school at Chicago. At some point, he was a cab driver in America just to be able to, you know, to live, to survive. So, ladies and gentlemen, those people do not have more than two heads. Another example is Elon Musk. Okay, I mentioned that Ali Godan Kote, Beyonce. When you listen to Beyonce singing, you could tell that she was born to sing. The rate at which she grows, you can never look at her and see a better yesterday. No way. She keeps growing. Sometimes I'm like, can you just stop growing so that others can have a target of, you know, where they want to reach and surpass? But if at her age she keeps growing, then who the fuck are you? Owning thy light does not mean complacency. It means learning more about that craft, growing in that craft. And when you do so, one thing you realize is that it will be an enjoyable pain. You will enjoy doing it. So, another example is Wizkid, Burnaboy, Davido. And I know many of my followers on X, this is the reason they've been waiting. Because I said in this series, I was going to share who Source, because I'm lucky enough that Source likes gisting with me. God loves me so much that he gists with me. You can imagine that. He loves me way so much that, you know, he's always looking for who to talk to, and I'm always there. So this helps me to know things ahead. Sometimes I could be wrong, sometimes I could be right. Sometimes I get it wrong, sometimes I get it right. All I know is that once God speaks, twice have I heard. So I just mentioned Wizkid, Burnaboy, Davido. Those are the three people God told me will win Grammy next year. However, God still told me that one of them will snooze. The one that will snooze was not revealed. Maybe one of them will not submit his project, or one will sleep on it and it will be like. So I want to deviate a bit, ladies and gentlemen, because I just want y'all to understand something. I see what goes round. But I want to first establish this, that these three people that I mentioned, they've owned their lights. They are honoring their lights. And of course, they are sharing their lights. So, I will say it the way he said. Wizkid is going to be nominated in, I think, 4 to 5 nominations. One of those 5 nominations will be, many people will find it will be controversial. Many people will find it very, very controversial in that they feel it doesn't belong to that category. And the funniest thing is that he's going to win it. He's going to win that very controversial one.
And of course, we will also win one from normal African categories. I do not even know what that controversy will be, but then he said something that made me feel like, okay, could it be what Universe was saying? You see, many people, Afrobeat is a genre of music that is well respected in Africa, West Africa, you know, and Africa at large, okay? But when you look at the kind of songs Wizkid produces, you can see that Wizkid is not boxed. Sometimes you can hear his songs. I've seen many, in short, many Nigerians believe that Wizkid is no more singing Afrobeat. You know, and this is mainly because sometimes you could listen to him and you think he's singing R&B. And with my own little knowledge in music, I can tell you categorically that if there is any artist out of these three who is not singing Afrobeat alone, is Wizkid. Because Wizkid is has invented something that has never happened before in Afrobeat. I hope that the Holy Spirit will give my listeners understanding. When you look at the instrumentation of Wizkid, I think I've said this before, or maybe I just needed, maybe I need a video. I need to do a video on this specially. When you look at the kind of songs he sings, as someone who has owned his light, the guy keeps honoring the light by doing what? By learning more about the craft. And in so doing, he has invented something else entirely that not every Afrobeat singer or artist can sing. And that is the R&B side of it. When you look at the instrumentation Wizkid sings on these days, there are instrumentations that many Afrobeat artists can't sing on. You can only sing on it after you might have sung on it. What am I trying to say? Wizkid majors on minor notations. Minor notation, something peculiar to American R&B. So he then now introduces, you know, number one, he sings a major note on minor instrumentations, and then he infuses a bit of Fuji, a bit of Afrobeat. So it is difficult to box Wizkid as an Afrobeat artist or an African artist. No, there was an argument that I was also lucky to. I just, you know, street soccer, we were doing our thing, and this guy started playing Wizkid. When he saw the way I was just vibing to the Wizkid, he got upset and started playing Burna Boy because he's actually a Burna Boy fan. So, you know, there is this argument. The argument has long shifted from Wizkid Davido. It is now Wizkid Burna Boy. But for me, I for one, I will always give it to Wizkid because Burna Boy can do what Wizkid is doing, but not entirely all. But there is nothing Burna Boy does that Wizkid can't do. Nothing that Burna Boy does that Wizkid can't do. So, I want you all to understand that when it comes to owning your light, honoring your light, sharing your light, Wizkid is number one. He is number one in doing so. Because he keeps inventing. When you listen to Wizkid from when he started his career from Ola At Your Boy, you can tell that. You can tell the ascension. And coupled with the fact that for over 10 years, going to 15 years now, if not 15, oh 10, okay, 14 years, going to 15 years now, Wizkid has been at the top, still number one. Trust me, only your light is not enough for that kind of a thing. This guy is actually honoring it. He's honoring it. He's learning more about it. He's researching about it. He's inventing. And of course, he's sharing them. Only a few artists in Africa can sing on the beat Wizkid sings on. When Wizkid was going to bust my bubble was when he did a live session with I've forgotten their name now, and 9 to 5, you know, and I saw him singing live a complete song live. That was when I gave it to Wizkid. I just forget it. It's not everybody that can sing on the kind of beat Wizkid sings on. If you think you can, don't wait for Wizkid. Don't go and do any song that is already done. A new beat of his kinds of beats. Then lay your voice on it. You will see that you will struggle. But what are these beats? These are beats that just that are more of minor notes, minor notations. You know, and a singer, a good singer should be able to sing on those kind of beats. But Afrobeat, you know, now let's quickly also say this about Afrobeat. Afrobeat is from Afro, and Afro is from Fela. Fela's notations too were minor. Go and check. Hardly will you see, that is exactly what Fela was doing. Even when you are applying chords, I mean, growing up, when anytime you want to do an Afro song, once they tell you it's Afro, you know what, you just focus on 5 6 5 6 5 6 chord 5 chord 6 chord 5 chord 6 chord 5 is major, chord 6 is, it starts with 6 ends with 6, which is notation la do mi. La do mi is regarded as minor. Now, Fela actually sang on advanced minors. Do you understand? But unlike Wizkid, Wizkid is doing the same thing. Fela believes that there is no way you could sing Afrobeat with English. Wizkid is singing with English, with Pidgin, with Yoruba. So the lad is combining everything together, you know, in one. He's now trying to also, you know, bring R&B. He's trying to mix R&B with Afro, which is not entirely a bad idea. So Universe made me understand that there was even a day I was asking God. I said, God, don't let me go and say this thing, and at the end of the day, you know, you will now do something else. I will not look like if we were just laughing at me. I said, so confirm to me now, who are these people that we... And immediately I finished that, somebody from somewhere else just started playing Wizkid. Like, okay, you know, so that confirmed to me that okay, this year is Wizkid's year. We'll be nominated in 5 if he can release his album and submit it. We'll be nominated in 4 to 5. One of them will be controversial, and he will win that one. He will also win from not normal categories. So, enough said about Wizkid. Let's move to Burna Boy. Burna Boy is also another person that is more like a volcano. Exactly the giant of Africa who has discovered his light, owned his light, honoring his light, and of course sharing his light. It's an example. Burnaboy had a very, very humble beginning when it comes to this music industry. I think he faced, out of the three, he faced the most challenges. So, but look at him today. The highest nominated artist from this country. So, Burnaboy, in case you are under the influence of my voice, this is your year. Don't snooze it. You give up this year, you might not even come back next year. This is your year. Burnaboy, to me, is the closest to Wizkid. Because I've heard him done songs on very hard beats. Yes, I would say what Wizkid instrumentations are, they're hard for many Afrobeat artists. You know, because they are majorly minor notes. Minors. So he has decided to major on minors. So I've seen Burnaboy do the same thing. But I think the edge Wizkid is using over Burnaboy now is falsetto. Of course, not every artist can sing falsetto. You know, but then I also realize that Wizkid is, he hates when everybody does what he's doing. You know, he wants to have an edge over you. He wants to have an edge over you. So I think for a long time, Wizkid might have found a safe edge over Burnaboy, which is falsetto. But I know Wizkid, that I know we keep inventing. So Burnaboy is equally inventing, and Burnaboy's lyrics, oh my God, man. That guy is highly lyrical. More lyrical than Wizkid. Highly lyrical. It was growing up that Wizkid used to be that lyrical. But these days, Wizkid is almost like he's saving the rest for the next. Saving, he tried to not talk too much. But Burnaboy is still giving it 100. And, you know, Burnaboy is a great artist. He's the only one competing with Wizkid right now. Those are the two competitors now, the two giants that are competing right now. So, Burnaboy, this is your year. God told me this is your year. You are going to win Grammy this year. So, don't snooze, okay? And what more can I say? Wizkid, I mean, it's difficult to also box. Because Burnaboy does what Wizkid is trying to do too. Burnaboy goes R&B, trying to combine R&B and Afrobeat together too. So that's also a point to note. It's also a point to note. So Burnaboy is really doing well. I'm not much of a fan of Burnaboy, but I respect him a lot, you know, and if maybe Wizkid was not there, I would have also supported Burnaboy, but Wizkid makes it difficult, you know, and another thing is that most of, he doesn't have to do it for me, because if his fans seem to love it, you know, because everything is energy. Like, God uses Wizkid to talk to me sometimes when I ask questions, like, oh, like I just said when I was talking about him, there are days I'll just be like, God, what is this thing? If I happen to be playing music, if it's Wizkid's song that comes up, just all I have to do is pay attention. You see that answer will be reflected. Especially when I'm playing all Wizkid kind of song. The following song that comes up, just know it's the answer. So, and it's because when you listen to Wizkid, you tend to be positive easily. Because most of his songs are positives. You know, I can't say that for others. Others, sometimes, they get you upset. Some get you, you just want to go and find that money by all means. You just want to kill somebody. Just feel like. So, I don't know. Rich lyrics, you know, because it depends on the usage. It depends on the usage. So, everything is all about the usage. So, we are expected to understand what all, as in, you need to be mindful of what you are consuming. You need to be mindful. And part of your consumption is not only food. It's not only food. Don't get it twisted. Part of the music you listen to is also part of what you consume, what you take in into your body. So for me, Wizkid is the only one, you know, Beyoncé, Jay-Z, I hardly listen to. I love Nas too, but sometimes all these things, the energy that I feel when I listen to them is very, very important to me. It's very, very, very important to me. That's why I choose the song I listen to. I can, this album has come out, I'll go and listen to it. I will try and, as much as possible to listen to it. But then, the moment I've listened to it, the next thing is, what energy am I feeling? What energy am I feeling? So, that energy has to be right. If it's not right, I might just listen to it one time and post my comments. That's it. So, Burna Boy, this is your year. Burna Boy is a good example of someone who is owned his light, who nurtures the light, and who is sharing, of course, sharing the light globally. Burna Boy, we love you. We appreciate you. Everybody might not be your number one fan, but I can say I'm the first person to respect you. You know, so lastly, Davido. Omadeleke. We actually happen to come from the same state. So last year, I really wish he won Grammy. I would have asked him for us to work together in order to, you know, raise the standard of living of our people. You know, so I have some ideas, and David, if you're under the influence of my voice, it's never too late. Look, believing, some people believe that seeing is believing. Maybe if you had won that Grammy, then okay, you. But as you did not win, we can still walk together to God's glory and to our blessings. Because someone like you, I can use the help of someone like you to gather resources needed to make Osun State meet up of Africa, where neighboring cities, neighboring countries can come and buy. Meet. Different means. So, but then let's talk about the guy is really, really good in his craft. Might not be as good as Wizkid and Burna Boy, but then he's really good. He's highly lyrical, and of course, he majors on major. So he sings Afrobeat the way it is, And I think he tend to find it difficult to sing major tone. I mean, he find it difficult to sing on minor notations. But he's done so with Chris Brown, and I believe that he can do so. You just have to honor that craft enough to learn more about it and be open to it. For someone like him that has gone this far, universe made me understand that if you could put up same energy and a bit more, that you'll be surprised with a piece of Grammy this year. So the video is a cheerful giver. He loves giving, and I see the power of me in him, because I love to give too. And one of the things that gets me high is when I'm able to leave people better than I meet them. Like I said, someone told me that he looks out for my messages, you know, things like that. They really, you know, I appreciate them a lot, you know. So, and that's something I also see, that so it's empathy. Davido is really empathetic and he's doing his thing. So here is an example of also someone who has owned his light, you know, who is nurturing the light and who is, of course, sharing the light. So I look forward to the album of these three. So then let's see what happens. Sometimes things happen because you say things before they happen, you know. Some people now go to it and like, no, it must not happen. And sometimes universe allows it, especially if he knows that it will now lead them to their own destruction, and allows you to eventually get even more than you plan to get. So that's just that about examples of those who have owned their lights, who nurture their lights, and who are sharing their lights. So Wizkid, Burna Boy, Davido, those are the three male artists that universe told me will be receiving Grammys this year. May God make it easier for all of them. A common deterrent people face with productivity is that they overestimate intensity and underestimate consistency. All these three artists that I mentioned, if there is anything that is common to them all, is their consistency. These are, all of them are over 10 years in the game. I think Burna Boy and Davido are about the same, or maybe, yeah, I think they're about the same. I don't know, and I'm not really much interested in that right now, but these guys are consistent. I always said it. There was a day somebody was comparing Rema to Davido, and I was like, that's disrespectful. Come on. Yes, Rema is a star, and he's a growing star. Like, you could tell, he does what Wizkid is doing. But then, for how long has he been in the game? So for me, before I start respecting you, at least you need to be 10 years in the game. 10 years practicing the same craft. And look, I've been positive, I've been like this too for over 10 years. Well over 10 years. I think I celebrated my 10 years on Twitter this year. And I'm happy because I remember when I opened it, I didn't really like the whole thing then, you know. It was very difficult. I didn't pay much attention until it was 4 years into it, but then I was elsewhere. So when I lost my account on Facebook, I didn't bother to reopen it. Mark Zuckerberg, if he wants, at some point he will have to bring back that Facebook account. If not, I'm fine where I am. I'm fine where I'm at.
So, but one thing peculiar to these three people and other examples I mentioned, I highlighted earlier, is consistency. For someone like me, you need to be 10 years plus before I start, you know, giving you the kind of attention you deserve. It's not for anything. It's just because there are many I followed like that, and after 4 years, 3 years, they just went into extinction. So we don't want one hit wonders. We want people that are consistent. Those are the kind of people I talk about. I will love you once you are 10 plus, you know, I will start showing it. I might love you and not show it. There are so many artists, talented artists that I love. Naya Marley is one of them. Yeah, Zlatan, you know. Young John, Ruga, oh, I love Ruga. Benson, that's a Buju, oh God. I love that guy. And Victoni, Rema, Thames, oh my God, highly promising. Asha, oh, Asha is at the level of Wizkid. So these are people that have owned their light as well. But all of them, for you to really get there and be like there, you have to be consistent. So a common deterrent people face with productivity is that they overestimate intensity and underestimate consistency. Little efforts every day compound to great results long term. Little effort every day. That is how you honor your light. You want to learn a different skill? Practice 1 hour every day. That's it. If you want to learn a different skill, practice 1 hour every day. I remember when that opportunity presented itself for Lagosians to learn how to learn filmmaking. I saw that opportunity and I didn't waste time. It was difficult, but I was there. And the moment I finished that, I got small money from one of my jobs, I decided to produce a short movie. After finishing that, of course, we had some practicals with the school I learned from. That's Creative Del York Creative Academy. So we had practicals. I was 100% active. I was 100% active. I participated. There are many. We were like 1,000. Many people didn't show interest. I showed interest. I was there. After that, I produced my own short movie. And ever since then, I've been going for auditioning. I've been going. The ones, you know, I've participated in a few as an actor. So I still try as much as possible too. But then, you know, no but. I still go for auditions. I still do what I'm asked to do. If I win, I participate. If not, I get to do other things. But ultimately, my goal is to try as much as possible to be a producer, because it's, yeah, creative industry is a difficult one in this country. But that's not an excuse. You keep going. You have to appreciate and infuse consistency. If not, it is not enough to own your light. So, in case you want to learn a different, practice 1 hour daily. Practice 1 hour daily. If you want to become eloquent, write for 15 minutes every day. Write for 15 minutes. One of the things that was very difficult for me before going to that Del York Creative Academy was writing. But immediately after that schooling, it became very easy for me to write. And that changed my eloquence. If you want to become calmer, meditate 20 minutes every day. If you want to get fitter, train for 30 minutes every day. A person who reads for 10 minutes every day will be more knowledgeable than someone who reads for 5 hours once every 3 months. Inconsistency negates progress. You need daily iterations, however small, to master or succeed at anything. So that is exactly what we are trying to let you know, ladies and gentlemen. Consistency. You need to be consistent. Yes, you need to be consistent. Little effort daily is enough, is all you need. Little effort daily. Stop overestimating intensity. Stop underestimating consistency. Consistency is the gap between you and your goals. That thing you want to achieve in life is consistency. You want to be a communicator? Consistency. Consistency, ladies and gentlemen. Consistency. You want to learn a difficult skill? Practice 1 hour daily. Little effort every day compounds to great results long term. You want to become more eloquent? Write for 15 minutes every day. Fitness. You want to get fitter? Train for 30 minutes every day. You want to become calmer? Meditate for 20 minutes every day. Inconsistency negates progress. Your daily iterations, however small. You need daily iterations, however small, to master or succeed at anything. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to start pondering. Look at those examples we gave. I mean, which one of them do you respect so much? Many of you might not respect whiskey because he smokes every day. Somebody asked police officer that they keep arresting people that are smoking. How come they've never arrested whiskey? Everybody cannot be like you. Try as much as possible to be less judgmental. Imagine if everybody is like you. This world will be boring. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to ponder on that. Who is that person that you respect most? Who is your role model? First off, I want you to know that that person does not have two heads. The person just took time or takes time to practice. Look at all those sprinters, all those athletes. Most times they practice for months just for a race of 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds. But they practice for years, months, just to be able to do that. So that tells you consistency. Consistency. That is the gap between you and your goal. It is my prayer that
After this episode, you will continue to be consistent. After this episode, you will learn how to not only to own your light, but to honor that light. After this series, it is my desire that you would have learned how to share your light. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we bring this episode to a close. I remain your host, Abayomi from Lagos, Nigeria. Even as I leave you with prosperity, blessings, healing, love, and light.